Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. Beyond presents a merry dialogue between band, cuff, and ruff by the unknown. Good title. Band, cuff, and ruff survives for us in a number of different manuscript and a print edition, which are basically the same. It was printed in 1615 and probably performed a year or so earlier by students at Cambridge. It is a short skit where anthropomorphic personifications of objects have an argument, utilizing so many puns. They've used up the world stockpile of puns to make these skits happen. It's a mini-genre of Toy Story skits produced at universities at the time. Other examples include work for cutlers, talking edged weapons, gown, hood and cap, talking headgear, and boot and spur, talking footwear, and more besides. All of which are on their way, or exist, by the time you are listening to this on the podcast. One of the manuscripts for the text also contains the aforementioned gown skit, as well as Priest the Barber, another comic skit available on the podcast, but also two Latin plays of far greater scale, Cancer, i.e. the crab, and Melanthe. And we know from other records that large and small-scale shows like this were often clustered together for seasons of revels by students, often for visiting dignitaries. Band, Cuff and Ruff is about different detailing in clothing, and which is better. Ruffs being favoured by some, usually the more respectable end of the spectrum, clergy, though not necessarily Puritans, and bands by the more louche. Cuff stands between as arbiter, presumably as the cuff is a more standard utilitarian element common to all. This is, of course, merely a delivery system for puns on fabric, clothing manufacturing, and washing. If you are unsure what the punchline means, assume it's one of those three. Sometime in the future, we will do a much more detailed breakdown of some of those jokes, but this really isn't the time. But for now, Beyond presents A Merry Dialogue Between Band, Cuff and Ruff by the Unknown, with Liza Graham as Band, Alison Wishmore as Cuff, and Larissa Oates as Ruff. Enjoy.
Where art thou, Cuff? Oh, here at hand, sir.
Where's this Cuff?
Almost at your elbow.
Oh, Band, art thou there? I thought thou hadst been out of date by this time, or shrunk in the wetting at least.
What? Do you think I am afraid of your greatness? No, you shall know that here are men of fashion in place, as well as yourself.
Good Band. Do not fret so.
A scurvy shipjack, a shig-shag gentleman new come out of the north, a puny, a very freshman, come up here to be admitted to learn fashions, and would seek to expel me.
Nay. If you be too broad with him, Band, we shall have a fray with him presently.
Sir, I'll put down your collar for you.
Come on, 'twas time for me to stay you, for I am sure you were a falling, Band.
Well, Band, for all you are so stiff, I'll make you limber enough before I leave you.
No, hodge poker, 'tis more than thou canst do.
Soot, let me come to him. Well, Band, let me catch you in another place, and I'll make cut work of you.
Cut work of me? No, there's ne'er a Spanish rough of you all can do it.
Sfoot, if they two should go together by the ears and hurt one another, Cuff would be in a fine plight, would he not?
Well, Band, thou hast best look to thyself, for if I meet thee, I'll lace thee soundly.
Lace me? Thou wouldst be laced thyself, for this is the very truth. Ruff, thou art a plain knave.
If they talk of lacing, I had best look about myself.
Dares thou meet me the field?
The field? Thou art but an effeminate fellow, Ruff, for all thou art so well set, but at what weapon?
Nay, I'll give thee this advantage. Bring what weapon thou wilt. I scorn to make anything of thee but needlework.
Sfoot, thou shalt know that a gentleman and a soldier scorns thy offer.
Oh, a soldier?
Why, did you ne'er hear of the great band went over some 2 years ago?
Where did you serve? The Low Countries?
It may be so, for he is a Holland band.
Where I served is no matter. I'm sure I have been pressed often.
Truly, his laundress will bear him witness of that.
Oh, press me no pressings. I'll make you know that rough is steeled in the very back, and if I had my stick here, you should feel it too.
Nay, braggart, 'tis not your great words can carry it away. Forgive band but a hem, and he'll be for you at any time. Name, therefore, the place, the day, and hour of our meeting.
Of the place? The paper mills, where I'll tear thee into rags before I have done with thee. The day? Tomorrow. About one. But do you hear? We will fight single. You shall not be a double band.
Oh, now I perceive the Spaniard and the Hollander will to it roundly.
But do you hear once more? Do not say the next time I meet you that you forgot the time.
No, I'll warrant you there's no man more careful of the time than band is, for I'm sure he hath always a dozen of clocks about him.
Farewell, then.
Then farewell.
Nay, you shall not part so. You two will go into the fields and know not what fighting means. A couple of white-livered fellows. The laundress will make you both look as white as a clout if she list. If you lack beating, she'll beat you. I warrant you. She will so clap your sides together that she will beat you to pieces in once or twice handling. Why, I have known her leave her marks behind her a whole week together. She'll quickly beat you black and blue, for I'm sure she'll scarce wash white before she starches.
Well, remember the time and place, rough.
Remember yourselves. And Mistress Stitchwell, one that you have both been beholding to in your days.
Who? Mistress Stitchwell? By this light, I know her not.
No? Nor you neither?
Not I. I swear by all the gum and blue starch in Christendom.
I thought so. 'Tis the Sempster. One that both you had been undone had it not been for her. But what talk I of undoing? I say Mistress Stitchwell the Sempster was the very maker of you both, and yet thus little you regard her. But 'tis the common fashion of you all. When you come to be great and as you are, you forget from what house you come.
Sfoot, Ruff cares not a point for her.
Nor band a button.
Well, Ruff and band, you had both best take heed of her. You know she hath set you both in the stocks before now, and if she catch you again, it's 100 to 1 if she hang you not up. She hath strings already.
Well, go to. Meet me if you dare.
The place, the paper mills, the hour, tomorrow at 1.
Oh, since you will go, go. But hear me. If you do go, look well upon me. As little a fellow as I am, I will come and cuff you both out of the field. If I do not, say Cuff is no man of his hands.
Alas, poor shrump, thou art nothing of my hands.
If ye go, you shall never say Cuff comes of a sleeveless errand. I'll bind your hands, I'll warrant you, for striking.
Say, and hold, Ruff, remember the paper mills.
Nay, if you be so choleric, I'll even pin you both in, as soon as I come home. Can you not decide the quarrel between you without a field? I thought you had been a little more mild. Why, you were a horrible Puritan the other day, a very precise Ruff.
Hang him, base rascal. Would he not make any man mad to see such a poor snake that durst not scarce peep out of doors before collar came to town? Now to swagger it so.
Come, you shall be friends, band.
Friends with him? Such a base rascal, he's a very threadbare fellow. I scorn but my man Collar shall go better every day in the week than he, and be friends with him.
Thy man Collar? Thy master, thou would say? for I'm sure he's thy upholder.
Nay, surely he is his master, or at least his maker. For bands makes rags, rags makes paper, paper makes pasteboard, and pasteboard makes a collar, and I think this is a stiff argument that he is his maker, and therefore master.
Well, be he what he will be, if I catch his collar, I'll cut him into jags. Let me but clasp him, and I'll make him for stirring.
But you shall not fight. Have you not friends and neighbours to end this controversy for you? But you must fight and go into the field, and there cut the thread of your lives. We will have none of that. Come, choose you an umpire band, for it shall be so.
Since you will force me to it, if Ruff be content, I am willing.
Ruff, you shall be content.
If I shall, I must. Let him name him.
If I may name him, I'll have Master Handkerchief.
Oh. Nay, stay there. He's a most filthy, snivelling fellow and a notable lawyer. He'll wipe your nose of all if you put the case to him. What say you to Shirt?
Oh, he's a filthy, shifting knave, and one who band has been much beholding unto. They were joined together a long time in friendship.
Why then go to Master Cap, the headman of the town?
No, I deny that. He's a very bad justice. You may have him wrought on any side for money.
I'll tell you what then. We'll go to my Lord Corpus himself.
He's not in town.
Yes, for this day I saw Sock, his chief footman.
Here's ado with you and my Lord Corpus. Oh. I would you both were hanged about his neck for me. I think you would then be quiet. But I see this strife will ne'er be ended unless I be moderator between you. You know I am equally allied to you both. Shall I be arbitrator between you?
Oh, content.
Content.
Well then, Ruff shall be most accepted of among the clergy, for he is the grand fellow. Although I know the Puritans will not greatly care for him, he hath such a deal of setting, and they love standing so well. As for you, band, you shall be most of all made of amongst the gallants, although they shall use Ruff sometimes. For a fashion, but not otherwise. But howsoever, you need not regard the giddy-headed multitude. Let them do as they list, sometime respecting one thing, sometime another. But when you come to the councillors, which are men of law, and know right from wrong, judging your worths to be equal, they shall prefer neither, but use the kindness of you both, wearing both a band and a ruff.
Ah.
How say you? Are ye both pleased? Speak.
We are.
Then go before to the next tavern, and I'll follow after, with a new band of your friendship drawn, which I hope these gentlemen will seal with their hands. Claw me, and I'll claw thee, the proverb goes. Let it be true, which this our muse here shows. Cuffs graceth hands, cuffs debtors' hands remain. Let hands clap me, and I'll cuff them again.
In Band, Cuff and Ruff by the Unknown, Band was played by Liza Graham, Cuff by Alison Wismore, and Ruff by Larissa Oates. The text coach for the production was Liza Graham. Band, Cuff and Ruff was produced for the Beyond podcast by Robert Crichton. Join our Patreon for more behind-the-scenes material. Our patrons fund all our work, and none of this could happen without their support. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can give a one-off donation via ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show description. Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society. The Malone Society is dedicated to textual scholarship in late medieval and early modern drama. It publishes editions of early printed and manuscript texts of plays, plus collections of documentary material relating to the performance and reception of early drama, offers research fellowships, grants and prizes, and supports symposia and performances. For more details, visit malonesociety.com.